A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, October 7th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about indigenization.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Indigenization everywhere, wherever you go, is a very noble idea. But indigenization has to be done within the proper channels with a view to really indigenize and capacitate the indigenous people of the country. Economy Zimbabwe, I want to meet a person. Vanhu vazhinji makambani havasi kubhadhara makambani vatove nemwedzi vasingawani mari. Vanhu vanofanira kunge vachiwaniswa mari yavo yekuhoya nekuti vashanda sei. Mhuri dzavo dziri kunetsekana, dziri kutambura. Vana vechikoro havasi kuenda kuchikoro nyaya kuti baba namai havasishambira mari. Ee, zvinounza gurukota richiti aiwa makambani aya ngaachibhadharawo mari inozova ine mari ichashandiswa kuindigenization. Inoona kunge inini hazina kukodzera kudaro kuti titore matano akadero. Unaona katesi elize riri chigerere amakampani onke ayaqula izisebenzi ezinengi azibhadalwa azihozi.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about indigenization.
Indigenization Minister Patrick Zhuwawo says his ministry is working on a comprehensive national economic strategy to empower black Zimbabweans. Zhuwawo is proposing a levy targeting foreign firms to fund his ambitious program.
But critics are fearing that this latest drive will put a final nail to the country's comatose economy. Manufacturing capacity utilization, a measure of the industry's use of installed productive potential, is seen flat at 36%, with aggregate demand falling due to squeezed family incomes. This is according to the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. The number is 1-202-465-0318.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tida kuti tinge tichitarisa nezvechirongwa chekuendesa upenyu chekuendesa upfumi kuvatema. Tida kuti tinzwe kwabva kwamuri vateereri kuti zvii zvakanakira chirongwa ichi, uye zvii zvamunofunga kuti zvakaipira chirongwa ichi, uye kuti pangaitwe sei kuti panyatso kwanisawo kuti vatema vaone chouviri nezviwanikwa zvikuru sei zvenyika, kuti tichienda mberi zvii chaizvo zvingade kuitwa. Gibbs.
Yebo kambe Blessing Joe, kucho kwakho ke ye lamhla sikhangela Zulu kandaba udaba lokuthi kambe umnotho kaZulu ungathuthukiswa njani. Sizwile ke amacebo aphumeke layo umnumzana uPatrick Zhuwawo, yena ungumphathi ntambo wezokuthuthukisa umnotho kaZulu, othi usazazama ukuthi adinge imali kumbe ngithi ayihuke khona ngale kumakampani. Uthi ke uyacela ukuthi kube nalokho kuthiwa yilevy ezabe ibhadalwa kumakampani ukwenza ukuthi kulungiswe phela i-indigenization leyo. Kodwa siyakhumbula ukuthi Blessing, kwakhona lokhana kwakuthiwa ngama-economic empowerment credits, uwabhadala ngamakampani amaningi but asikwazi ukuthi imali yakhona yanga. So abantu abaningi bayabuza bathi kathi imali leyo yanga. Kunjalo futhi.
I think Gibbs, we have our first guest, that is Mr. Chamu Chiwanza, the president of the Affirmative Action Group, or AAG. Mr. Chiwanza, good evening.
Gentlemen, good evening.
Thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Now, what do you think about this idea that this minister is coming out with to levy companies, you know, in a way of trying to raise funds for Zimbabwe's indigenization program?
First and foremost, we need to revisit the past a bit if you want to talk about indigenization and the empowerment, and understand in retrospect what why in 2004 we had to come up with a statute which subsequently made it a law that we must indigenize and empower our people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you may remember, Zimbabwe had been colonized before 1980 for 100 years. So the indigenous black people of this country were disadvantaged in many ways. They were not allowed to, some of them, to get title deeds. They couldn't get loans from the banks. They were not allowed mm-hmm. to mainstream business. So many factors which were surrounding us. So for a small issue of 10% levy that the Minister Patrick Joao is proposing to say, only those companies which are not 100% indigenized are supposed to pay for that levy. And for us to start to say that will kill the industry, that will kill the indigenization, I think we're just looking at the petty issue. Indigenization is much more broader. And I think the minister is just doing just the first steps. He needs to go even further in making sure that there are resources mobilized for this very important instrument.
Mm-hmm. But some might want to ask Mr. Chiwanza, why is it important to empower the blacks in Zimbabwe? Why is this so important?
The reason why the independent people had to take up arms and try to have an independence in this country mainly was to emancipate our people from many slave, for many chains which were bonding us. Chains of neocolonialism, chains of imperialism, chains of slavery, so many others that were bonding us. And the epitome of unlocking or giving people independence is economic independence, is self-sufficient, self-actualization. For someone to be able to have some bit of some money, independently being able to go into a shop and buy a loaf of bread. That is the epitome of independence. And if you look at where you are right now in America, if you look at the West, Britain, Netherlands, and all the countries that are there, they've done that successfully to make sure that their people are living comfortably. And here in Africa, we had been subjected to a lot of pressures that were not allowing us to be self-actualized and to have independence, mostly financial. So it is very imperative that any government, and I'm saying this not just about Zimbabwe in particular, but any government in Africa would propagate and talk more about empowering the black people. How do you explain the most endowed continent in terms of natural resources in the world is inhabited by the poorest people in the world?
Mm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Chiwanza. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about a very controversial issue, the issue of indigenization. And if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number, once again, 001-202-619-2077. Gibbs.
I think we've got a second guest on the line, and that is Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, an economic commentator. You know, he's with the Liberal Market Solutions. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening and welcome to the program.
Well, hello, gentlemen.
Thank you very much for joining us. What do you think about this indigenization drive that is being done by Mr. Joao?
Well, look, I hope I'm going to be able to run, enough time because the electricity has just gone, and I hope I just have enough time. I was listening to you want to speak, and I'm saying to myself, there is absolutely nothing wrong in black Zimbabweans owning their businesses and running their businesses in Zimbabwe,
mm-hmm.
because this is not a new thing. As far back as the late 1980s, we had great businessmen that were running their own companies. People like Eva Zimbabwe of Zim Express, the Burning Churches of the World, you know, the chemists of Cosmo. Indigenization is not a new thing. What is new is the nature of the way that ZANU-PF goes about it. This mentality of expropriation. Why do you go and take something that is already there instead of, by your own innovation, you create conditions that are good for the black business person to enter into the market. So the mentality that if I take from so-and-so, I give it to so-and-so is not indigenization. You are simply create a smaller black elite of company owners. This man is not going to see the light of day to a man who is trying to lead a business life in Mawusekwa or in Sata or in Shurugu. So it's the principle. The principle is okay, but the methodology, once again, ZANU-PF is fallen flat on the face in the methodology with which they want to go about this issue.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chuanza, you heard what Mr. Ngwenya said, that the implementation matrix or the methodology is what is wrong with this program?
Thank you very much, gentlemen. I want to thank Mr. Ngwenya for a very constructive contribution. I also want to say that when you're talking about financial independence, the methodology is bound to have a lot of questions raised. You must remember, like I've said, this continent is a rich continent. Where are our minerals, most of them? Most of them are now trenches. They have mined. I want to give a serious example of Chiadwa diamond fields. It's only about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when we found out that there were diamonds, alluvial diamonds, which were laying on the ground. But for 36 years, De Beers, they said, to be mining there, they were not saying a word. This is just a perfect example of the circumstances that were these same people that Mr. Ngwenya is talking about, that they are now owning the business right now, you know. The money that they were using, they didn't take it from us in a gentleman manner. They stole it. So for us to sit down with them and try to be noble about it and say, give us back, they will not give us back. We have to take it. Mm. And I want to say a lot of the companies, the Mimosa, Zimplug, all the big companies that are here in Zimbabwe, supposedly being run by black Zimbabweans, the likes of Alex Mbere, the likes of Winston Chitando, are not owned by Zimbabweans. But they're being run by Zimbabweans. So there is nothing wrong with us saying, you didn't take with a gentleman's word from us, we will not take from it. We will have to take silence if need be. There's nothing wrong with that. And that I want us to be clear, that we have 100 years of colonization. We've only been independent for 35 years. We have still got 65 years to regain full power and full economic power of our country.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Ngwenya, talking about the diamonds, did Zimbabweans benefit from the diamonds deposit in Chiadzwa?
The point is that even the new minister of mines, I think it must be Walter Chidangwa, he went out of his way to explain that he wasn't sure how the process of the diamond, you know, it got into the national system. The same kind of problem that Tendai Biti was questioning, and he was progressively and routinely being refused entry to audit the diamond reserves. So we are struggling to build a simple infrastructure like hydroelectric power. Gentlemen, if we were so well-resourced with diamond, we would have created enough in downtown, enough to rehabilitate Kariba and build some more thermal power stations. But that all never came. Why? Because you've got three or four companies that are owned by the military, that are owned by ZANU-PF people, that are only benefiting from this diamond. So the model, that model fails to show any results because it is only tailor-made for those few individuals that are around the ZANU-PF, you know, or crony machinery.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Regatende kumterere odo kutanga. We have King Luther in Mashonaland Central. King Luther, how are you?
How are you, sir? How are you?
We are doing great. Tell us your view. We are discussing, of course, the issue of indigenization.
Yeah, personally, I don't get it. Because right as they're speaking, we have a problem of companies who are closing every day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's why I think that he's taxing companies 10%. It doesn't make sense. Which company are you talking about? So to me, it doesn't make sense at all.
The remaining ones. There are quite a number of companies, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, there are quite a number of companies, but I think the best way we need to make sure that they improve their activities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, this indigenization thing has been there for quite a while, and it failed. That's the fact. It's not a secret at all.
Can you explain why you are saying it failed?
Well, it failed because it has been around since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, and it failed to yield tangible results for the people of Zimbabwe.
Are you saying no one has been empowered?
No one. As a matter of fact, no one. Because personally, I stay in the rural areas. Nothing happened. I stay in Mashonaland Central at the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been here for quite a long time. And I know what is really going on in this country. Mm-hmm. We cannot say. Maybe few ones. Those who are on the position of authority, maybe. Maybe those in Zambia are the ones who benefited. But,
King Luther, what is the way forward? What should be done so that this program can be beneficial?
You know, my brother, this whole thing is quite simple because indigenization failed. That's the fact. It's not a secret. So the fact that they are keeping on talking about it simply shows that they have nothing new to offer. You know, there are other problems, other serious problems that they need to address first, like the issue of corruption. Now GMB is not working. We are farmers here in Mashonaland Central. We don't have anywhere to sell our produce. GMB is down. But if you trace down what's wrong with GMB, we can even trace down to the KK Kangai, who bribed GMB some amount of money.
Mr. Kangai is late, King Luther, so we wouldn't want to talk about him. He cannot defend himself. But of course, we can't stop you from talking about corruption.
Okay, what I'm saying is that there are basic things that we need to address here. The first thing that we need to address, to me, is the issue of corruption and make sure that everything is running accordingly. If this indigenization thing is going to benefit an ordinary person, I don't have any problem with this. But as things stand, I don't think it is benefiting ordinary people. Ordinary people are suffering day in, day out. They are suffering. Actually, I'm one of them, I know. I live in the rural areas, and I know what life is to a number of us, millions of us.
King Luther, thank you. Your final thought, okay.
Okay, thank you. My final thought. My final thought, I think this whole idea is not going to benefit anything.
Thank you so much.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Gwanzgwazwa taurwa na King Luther po Gibbs vari kutiwo nyaya ye war corruption ndo iri kuita kuti vanhu vakawanda vasawane chouviri panyaya idzo dzidze zvirongwa zvekuendesa upfumi kuvatema vachiti vashoma vakaona chouviri. Gibbs.
Ye uchonjalo ke Luther simzwile lapha zulu kuti hai okanya kuhluba kakhulu kuti uhlelo lolu vele so lwa bhazalala lwa pasi ngenkamanzi. There are some messages that we got on Facebook. I read two of them. There is one from Taurai who says, these companies that are supposed to be taxed are struggling. Hence, this government wants to milk them. We lost many companies during Xavier Kasukwere's time when he was minister. Now, this new minister, no, please. Then I've got Nicholas who writes, worse as expected. Then maybe the last one, Trevor, writes, indigenization policy doesn't work. It scares away investors. So, spwele kwe, baba ngwenya. Umzwile lapho babe kuluma uLuther. Sithi vele kungani uhlelo lolu. Lwaqhasa kudala kodwa lusebenze. Pho ke manje luphindelwane. Sokuthenini kanti?
Uyabona ukuthi nxa uthi la uminisi omutsha lo ongenayo lo. Ungena ufuna ukutshengisela ukuthi yena kulento ayaziyo entsha afuna ukuthi ayenze. Kulokuthi acabange indlela ezintsha ezokuthi umnotho kube khona secabanga indlela ezintsha ezokuyathatha futhi bethathela vele amakhampani aze yehlupheka wodwa. Hathi i-indigenization yinto elungileyo kodwa kakudingwe indlela zokuthi abafuna ukuqalisa amakhampani abo babe le ndlela esingathi khona ama-entry barriers amalutshwane. Akhona ukuthi uhambe kunesiliyo kuthenga ukuthathela ngoba wena ikhampani yakho ivela ngaphandle kwelizwe. Yikho sithi okwakhathesi ngavele ukhangele amakhampani zonke asemsikeni woku-stock exchange. Akula khampani ongayitho ukuthi yasukwa yaphumelela ngenxa ye-indigenization iqalela ngo-2004 lapho iprogram yakho niqalisa. Kutho ukuthi ungakhangela futhi amaplaza wonke akhona akula plaza elijengisa ukuthi umuntu lo waqala kuhle sowaphumelela ngenxa ye-digitalization. So ngibona ngathi mina leyindlela nje ukuthi udaha lo ufuna nje ukuthi ajuze amavoti nokuthi engitshela nje ukuthi ufuna ukwenza into ebonakalayo.
Yes, I was a kulu ngwenya ungayikatshana. So he says, you know, the problem is that this new minister is bringing nothing. You know, he's actually going to kill most of these companies because they're struggling, as he's saying. And further, I want to say that, you know, when you look at the companies that are listed on the stock exchange, there are no direct links with the kind of indigenization that it shows that it has boosted some of the companies that are owned by blacks right now. So he says maybe there's a problem, very big problem here.
Todzoka kwamuri vachiwanza tichitarisa iyo nyaya yekuendesa upfumi kuvatema. Vamwe vari kutika hapana chatiri kuona chinobatika chiri kuwanikwa nevanhu vakawanda munyika kunze kwevashoma. Munoti kudii nazvo?
A revolution is a process, not an event. I want to agree with my brother, Mr. Ngwenya, and I want to agree with King Rodza for saying that we have corruption in our country, which without a single inch of a doubt, I would say we do have corruption. The president has spoken bluntly and has spoken negatively about it. No one accepts it. And that is, you know, to a certain extent, slowed down our processes in terms of our policies to be implemented in the country. But the implementation of it must not be taken for granted. People must not say, because we have failed to do this, then we must not do it. It's like trying to, let me give an hepatotic example. It's like trying to get a cure for AIDS. You do a trial, you fail. You do a trial, you fail. Are you going to say, let's stop this process of trying to get a cure of it? Or you are going to say, let's keep trying until we find the best way of doing it. Indigenization is like HIV and AIDS for us. It's a necessary evil. It's like the cure for AIDS. It's a necessary, it has to be found. People need to be empowered in this country. If you go to South Africa, the houses that they own, majority of the South Africans, they are bonded on credit. The cell phones that they have are bonded on credit. The cars that they have, they bought the credit. They buy airtime with credit card. In other words, what am I saying? I'm saying the economy is being controlled by a foreign hand. The money, the capital. I want to give an example of what transpired in Zimbabwe in 1999 to 2000 during the land reform program. We had a lot of capital which was circulating in this country. And I also want to maybe allow me to just go back a bit and say, let's talk about the breadbasket economy. When a lot of people were saying Zimbabwe was a breadbasket economy. And then we fast forward to 2000. I'll go back to that. I wanted to highlight the breadbasket economy. And then we go to 1999-2000. What happened to this country? Lever Brothers, they packed their bags. Unilever, they left. Colgate and Palmolive, they packed their bags and left. Everything that you call FDI, Mukazi Wemapoto. FDI is footloose capital. Mukazi Wemapoto, Mukamutana, Anotekama Begu, Oyenda. What we need to do is to consolidate our own capital in this country. To consolidate our own. It's not going to be easy. It's a revolution. It's not going to be easy. And yes, there will be people who will be saying, what is but the agenda is to indigenize our people and to empower. And that must not be taken, and that must not be denigrated. That must not be. We and so forth. Part of it is caused by, obviously, the politics. Surely, we had sanctions that we had for the past almost 12 to 13 years. People say, yeah, Baba Sina, they were there. I'm in business. I've seen the repercussions of them. So I will, with my life, defend indigenization and empowerment because there's need for the people. You know, we have got money. 10 kilometers, now they're getting water at a very short distance. If you can build a school, that is a form of empowerment, an epitome of indigenization. Because it's a local person doing it for his people. For as long as we have to be pleading, going down on our knees and asking for somebody else's money, we will remain in prison. We will remain slaves. And this independence will only be on paper.
Thank you so much. Regati mboende kune mterere ariku Botswana. Sama nyanga makadi.
Makadi ya nyuakuru.
Aywa, tiripo nyayari mdari roma inzwa ye kwende saa upumi kubatema. Munoti kudi.
Tiripo inzwa si nyayo ino tirukwaza. Nukuti warune wa warukuta wala nyayo kuti warukuta kui indigenizer. Wachitora mari ino bakuma kambane. Anenga atukuti ndo asara munyika. Warukuta kuto parada zwa sara zwiripo munyika. For example, nikada kuti ndita wala nchiti indigenization program ya warukuta wala warunawa. Inyaya ye retaliation. Nifuka mkaya sonzo. Wamata wala warukita murumo. Arikureva kuti. Wariku retaliator. Ufumi wakabiwa ane warungu pa wakanga wa tonga joma taura arkuita. Saka zvinoreva pachena kuti vari kuretaliate. Zvinhu zvakaitwa navarungu pavanga vari munyika. Hakusi kuti varoda kuimpower asi kuti varoda kuretaliate. Ndinoda kuti nditaure example yavanofana kuti muzive vanhu vateerere vese vari kuteerera vazvinzwisisi. Nyaya iri kuitika ndeye kuti makambani ari munyika muZimbabwe. Akanga achisupporta MDC payaiti pa nokuti tati tiri kuZimbabwe tainge tiriwo activists MDC vaka MDC yakanga ichiti kati vanhu ngavamiende kuri ngavarege kuenda kumabasa vaibva vamira vese makambani aigona kuvhara osi omira ndo retaliation iripo vada kudzinga makambani arimo asaraiwa wayo vane chifungidzo kuti kuchauya mamwe matsva achava kuzovhura achazenga achiita vachitamba rwiyo rwawe iyo rwaanenge vachimba saka iyo indigenization yavari kutaura haisi yekuti varoda kubetsera vanhu asi kuti varoda kuparadza zviripo kusvika paground vozotanga patsva saka zvichatinetsa tichatambura tichara pachigara munyika dzimwe dziri kunze tichishaya mabasa munyika nokuda kwokuti ivo varoda kurarama upenyu hwavari kurarama ivo no hatiri kurarama isizvo unotirwadza kuBotswana kwatiri kuno kuti kutenza kuti titambure. Okay, thank you.
Vasamanyanga.
Ewe baba.
Ndanga ndiri kuti wo asika vamwe vari kuti ivo ndo zvakarwirwa kanyika munogoti upfumi husapwe vanhu sei.
Kana vachiti vakarwira nyika kuti kana vachiti takarwira nyika kuti tikwanise kunge tichitora upfumi hwedisizvo. Ko vari vanachira masaro kuendere kunze kwenyika kunotsvaga makambani kuti avhura auye zvovhura munyika. What is the reason of going out kuti vanotsvaga mamakambani avazovhura munyika? Hakuna nyika ingagarwe ikadzi inobudirira isina makambani anobva kunze. Hakuna nyika yakadaro makaionepi. Nokuti munoBotswana makazara maIndia, varungu, machina, machii vari kubva kune dzimwe vari kutoinzi huyai. Vachinzi mapemiti enyu ngaaprocese nokukasika kuti mukwanise kuvhura makambani nokukasika. Saka hakuna nyika apo kana ikatiyo vari kuda kuti vatore pfumi vaisi mumaoko mavo kunyikunze kwegare kekakwena kutsvaka makamandi kunze.
Tinotenda zvikuru Samanyanga nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Alright baba maita izvi.
Tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs nguva.
Sino mnumzana usipasa chuma ecingweni lapa blessing. Baba chuma unochona njani kunapo kubulawa? Uyangizwa mnumzana chuma?
Yanizwa.
Ye, uchona njani kunapo kubulawa?
Kanyani lapho kuchisa kuphela.
Ye, ungathini ke ngodaba lolo?
Lolu daba lizizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu, uyazidabula masizwa umuntu ekhuluma ngento enjalo. Kanye kuyinto enokwenzakalayo, sokuneminyaka neminyaka abantu lokhu bebathatha lawo ma-indigenization, ama-shares akhona lawo kwayenziwani, kwakunotheli khona ali kunyamangala ngayisitena.
Ubambe konapo chuma siyabuya kuwe baba.
Of course Mr. Chiwanza and Mr. Ngwenya, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live, so go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu
and I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.